listening to a selection of the electronic music works of Raymond Scott. This one was Caribia. A lot of them are, you know, kind of that 1950s Disneyland pastiche style, but hey, it was the 1950s, so what are you gonna do? I'm gonna do a little bit of some more of his advertisement work, and then I think a couple more long-form tracks to close us out. We're in the last half hour of this episode. Thank you so much for joining us here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am, of course, your host, DJ Lately, here on Vancouver FM. Typically, we feature chiptune and video game music, but several times throughout our history, we have come together and done some research and put together episodes of a little series we like to call History of Chip. And tonight, we feature the exhilarating and extraordinary works of Raymond Scott, famed American composer, arranger, bandleader, and early electronic music pioneer.
Fraîche et pimpante, qui sourit, qui chante, c'est Sprite comme la source. Sprite, Sprite, goûtez-la, chantez-la, Sprite, elle vous plaît, elle vous enchante, c'est Sprite, pure et claire,
pétillante,
cristalline,
pétillante,
vive et fraîche, si mutine, gaie. Qui sourit, qui chante, c'est Sprite, Sprite.
Or, in plain English, try the soft drink that's tart and tingly. Sprite, from the Coca-Cola Company.
Sprite, Sprite.
CJSF does not advocate any of the products.
In a filter tip, dairy tin, all the pleasure comes through. In the filter tip, Territon. Smokes mild, smokes smooth, draws easier. Yes, the taste is great. In the filter tip, Territon. For we equip our filter tip with the best there is in workmanship. All the pleasure comes through. In the filter tip, Territon.
CJSF does not advocate any of the
lucky
products.
Lucky strike, mild and perfect. Lucky strike, lucky strike, lucky strike. Richer tasting, lucky strike. Every day more people say that a lucky's smooth and mellow. So hurry on down to the shop you like and buy a carton of lucky strike. Lucky strike, lucky strike. There's nothing like a lucky strike. Lucky strike, lucky strike. The best there is lucky strike. Best by test, best by test. Science proves it's milder. So hurry on down to the shop you like and buy a carton of lucky strike. And buy a carton of lucky strike.
Hello. Yes, sir. I'll be right in with the figures. Boy, you never know when you'll have to make a command performance. Glad I used Listerine this morning. Boing! Nothing works like Listerine.
Nothing works like Listerine to freshen breath clean. Keep your breath fresh for hours. With Listerine, you can taste and feel the difference. Its lively tingle tells you nothing works like Listerine. Listerine antiseptic combines more active ingredients to kill germs than any leading mouthwash. More active ingredients to stop bad breath instantly. Keep breath fresh for hours. So don't sugarcoat bad breath with sweet-tasting mouthwash. Freshen breath clean with Listerine. You taste, you feel, you're sure. Nothing works like Listerine.
Is Toy Funk from Three Willow Park, electronic music from Inner Space, 1961 to 1971. This is good stuff. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM. Well, last couple of minutes before I gotta head out and catch the bus back down the mountain here, but, you know, thank you so much to everyone who has tuned in this evening to the Raymond Scott Retrospective. We've featured a little bit of analog, quite a bit of electronic music, some experimental, some synthesizers, a little bit of home-built instruments, the clavivox, the electronium as well, too. We will finish things off with kind of a 10-minute or so track called Electronium Movie Score, and that's of course from Three Willow Park, electronic music from Inner Space 1961 to 1971 as well. A lot of tonight's episode came from Manhattan Research Incorporated. Both of these were released on Basta Music. In the Manhattan Research was released in 2000, and then Three Willow Park was released in 2017, I believe. And just one thing about Three Willow Park. Let me pull up the thing with the thing and the... Here we go. Willow Park Center was an industrial rental complex of offices and warehouses in a Long Island suburb. Following his 1965 breakup, Scott set up shop at Willow Park. He operated a musical lab, researching, experimenting, testing, and measuring. He twirled knobs, flipped switches, and took notes. He installed equipment and machines and used them to build new equipment and machines. This makeshift compound remained Scott's workspace and bedroom until 1971, when he decamped to LA for work for Motown Records. Says down here a little bit lower that he composed a silent piece years before John Cage's 433. He predicted that composers would someday reach audiences via thought transference. Very cool. Very, very, very cool. I think we'll play just a few more of these little bits and rhythms before we head on out with the Electronium Movie Score. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who tuned in to tonight's episode. You are the best. This has been the Raymond Scott Retrospective here on CJSF 90.1 FM, hosted by Vancouver FM. This one, this is the Electronium Movie Score from Raymond Scott. Big thank you again to the Raymond Scott website, as well as the releases, many releases on Basta Records. And you'll be able to find this program on our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/Vancouver, as well as next week we'll be replaying this episode. Thank you so much to everyone. Buonasera.